The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchus Tshuva says, Ketzed Misvadin, Oma Ona Shem Chatavsi Avisi Pashaitl Fenech Vashisi Kach Vakach. So you see from the Rambam says, he begins, Ketzed Misvadin, Ona Shem, that you have to be Maske the Shem. And the mock of the Rambam is the Gbon Yuma and Daf Lamed Zayin, that the Kohen Gadol in his Vidui, in his Viduyim, would mention the Shem HaFarmish, which, and this halach we learn from Egla Rufa. But we see from the Rambam, this is halacha in tshuva in general. It's not only that the Kohen Gadol, because he was in Beis HaMikdash, that he was masked the Shem HaMfarish, but tshuva in general requires Haskaras Hashem. From the Rambam it seems, again, that the Ana Hashem, that has to be the Shem HaMfarish. And because whenever it says Hashem, it's mashma the Shem HaYadua, namely the Shem HaMfarish. So L'chayra, of course, it's also to be masked the Shem HaMfarish outside the Mikdash. So apparently, what the Ram is speaking about, it requires Shem, but it means that when you say the Shem Bikinuyov, or the Shem of the Shem Adnush, because Lo Kamosh Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra Nichtav Yudke Vavke Nikra Aleph Dalid, that when he says it, that the part of the Lochus of Kapora required that he should use the Shem Hamfarish. So therefore, even though he's using the Shem Adnush, he should has to be Mechavin, that he means to read it betovis the Shem HaFarish, but in Gvulin you're not allowed to say the Shem HaFarish, so therefore you should be maskir the Shem Adnus, but have in mind for the Shem HaFarish. And proof that the Shem HaFarish is odin in the Guf of the Vidui, in the Maisa Vidui, that when the Kohen Gadol says in his Vidui, he says, Ono Bashem Kaperna, so Bashem means, that means she through the Shem HaMfarish, because it's the primary Shem, and therefore it's Bashem Kaper, it's not just on Hashem being masculine, but through the process of the Shem. And therefore it requires, for the tshuva itself and for the vidui, it requires Shem.